Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, natural bodybuilding figure bikini fans. Mike Newman here, back at it again. I keep telling you guys, these podcasts are going to start getting hotter every time you hear them, because as the show goes on, bigger, better, and better shows are taking place, and all roads, and I do mean all roads, lead to the Natural Olympia. Check out what I'm talking about at naturalbodybuilding.com. See what it's all about. Naturalbodybuilding.com. Everything wraps up in Las Vegas at the Rio. Competitors from other countries coming from all over the world just to compete in this prestigious natural event. And all roads lead to the Olympia. And there's a little something around, you may have heard of it already, called the Natty Revolution. These guys over at the Natty Revolution are not messing around. They're all about the athletes like none other. So if you see a Natty Revolution show on your radar, it's going to be a show not only to compete in. I mean, this is actually an entertaining show that doesn't bore you by making you sit there until midnight. They keep the show running. They keep the show running smooth because they keep the friends and the families of the competitors in mind. They want you guys to have a good time when the show is over with. They don't want you watching a bodybuilding show in the wee hours of the night, watching a bunch of competitors you don't know. You just want to watch your loved one and go celebrate with them. Well, these shows are the smoothest run shows in the entire nation. So we got a schedule here. Go to nattyrevolution.com because we only got 30 minutes and we have a lot to talk about. But to find the Natty Revolution show near you, check out nattyrevolution.com. And it is revolution. I mean, you've heard of the Michigan Roar, right? You guys know what the Diva Classic is. It's the all-women's event. That took place back in May in Minnesota. The Wisconsin Warrior, that took place. Well, this past weekend was the Mr. and Miss Natural Upstate New York. Upstate New York. That's a big one. This one took place in Utica, New York, just this past weekend. And we got the overall champion here today. So go check out the information coming to. We got upcoming shows. The Inferno is taking place on August 25th. That's in Elgin, Illinois. And I'm going to be at that one. So if you haven't been to a Natty Revolution show yet, you're really missing out. Best goodie bags on the scene, best stage, best setup, best pictures, best photography, best everything. The way they take care of the predators from top to bottom, front to back, it all gets taken care of, and it's not going to be run more smooth than you'll see this. August 25th is the Inferno taking place in Elgin, Illinois, and after that, you get the Michigan State Natural Pro-Am. That's right. There's going to be some pros on stage at the same time, at the same night as the amateurs. It's a Pro-Am taking place in Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 15th. So we're going to wrap the season off strong, and it all wraps up. It all ramps up at the prestigious one of the top shows of the year. I mean, one of the hottest. And I mean hottest, like right up there, top show. And everybody knows it, too. All the promoters and every single organization know that the Minnesota Mayhem Pro-Am is one of the hottest shows on the scene. And there's a reason why the Minnesota Mayhem just keeps on getting bigger and better every single year. Come find out for yourself why, when all the craze is about October 12th and 13th. In Duluth, Minnesota, the Minnesota Mayhem takes place. It's the Pro-Am show. So be ready for that. Check it all out at nattyrevolution.com. Nonetheless, I know you didn't come in to hear me ramble on. You came here for one reason and for one reason only. We got the overall champion here from upstate New York this past weekend, so we're going to bring him on the show for a little bit. He just has a name that rings to it. His name is Alistair Nash. What's up, Alistair?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, so all right, let's talk about you've got some experience here competing. Let's talk about, for the listeners who have not heard your background yet, let's talk about your competition history and how you got started into competitive bodybuilding.
Yeah, growing up as a kid, I was a little overweight. Got picked on a lot for being overweight, so kind of wanted to change things. Had superficial goals at the start. Didn't have any aspiration to be a bodybuilder or anything, and then
How old were you when you were getting picked on?
This happened from probably like anywhere from the age of like, I'd say about 12 to 17. And then
okay, so
when I was 18, I entered
the
gym.
The beast was waking up, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
those
are like the prime. I joined the gym when I was 18 years old. And I, actually it was funny. I unintentionally kind of like lost a bunch of weight. And I remember telling myself, I was like, I don't think that was healthy. So I told myself, I want to correct that. And I started working out and then all of a sudden I was hanging out with my cousin and he had said some, snooty remark again about, body weight or, being a little overweight. And I just remember a bomb going off my head, and next thing you know, I honestly just knew I had a path laid out in front of me, you know, mentally, and I knew exactly what I was going to be doing, you know, the rest of the way.
Wow.
And it just kind of picked up from there.
You basically made a snap decision. Yeah. Okay, so you had a wake-up call. Sometimes that's what it takes. So it's a wake-up call, and then you got to be determined enough to follow through with it. You just felt that determination, and it felt like a natural fit to just keep moving forward with it, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And I remember when I was a younger guy, I was real big into Marvel comics, and one of my superheroes I was real big into was the Incredible Hulk, and he's generically stereotyped as the meathead superhero. He's all about the muscles and everything. So him being my favorite, it turned into me finding out about Lou Ferrigno. And when I found out Lou Ferrigno did the Mr. Universe and competed against Arnold in the Olympia back in the 70s. I knew then, okay, if he did the bodybuilding and he got to where he was, maybe I'm going to give it a shot and try it out, So I'm trying to, follow those footsteps. And it wouldn't even necessarily have to lead to a, and even if it didn't pan out to, a movie career, I just look at it as, I enjoy doing it so much that it could lead to something and it could not at this point. And I just would continue to do it on the side just because it's become such a passion.
You ever met Lou Ferrigno before?
I actually did one time. Yeah, he came to the Syracuse New York State Fair with, believe it or not, Adam West, and I chose not to meet Adam West over Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure, if you can. And so you joined a gym. Did you get – was anybody giving you any guidance, or how did you do your research as to what you were going to do once you got to the gym?
So when I got to the gym, I started looking at the biggest guys there, and I also started getting into Arnold's biography at the same time. So I was reading this book at the same time, and, I started watching all these, the largest men I could possibly find in the gym, and I would watch what they would do. And I wouldn't particularly look at just one of them because I knew maybe, some of them might just have better genetics and they don't know what they're doing, but it's working for them. So I always looked at everybody, and there was one guy in particular. He was a natural pro bodybuilder, and I found out about it, and I was like, oh, if he's working out in this gym and he can do it. At the time, I thought you had to live in California to be a pro bodybuilder. I didn't know about any of this stuff. So, I found out, he was training there, and he was, in great shape. And I was like, well, if he can do it, so can I. So that's pretty much what I told myself for the next, 6.5 years.
Yeah, Arnold's biography is pretty interesting. What was your favorite part of his biography? He really laid it all out there. He didn't really hold anything back in that biography. So do you have a favorite part that stands out to you?
I just really like when he gets down to the nitty gritty of the training, because for the longest time, it was my staple to work out 6 days a week. And I definitely, speaking of that, cause I did such a bodybuilding style workout for such a long time, at least a couple of years when I started working out, I felt like it was a good base just for, anybody looking to get into it, a relatively, bodybuilding-esque workout, it just builds a good base. You start building up muscle mass. I feel like just in general, if, approaching powerlifting as opposed to bodybuilding, maybe the risk of injury would be higher for somebody as an amateur just trying to cold turkey jump into something. So I always looked at it like that, and I was like, it looked a little safer. So it was just something I definitely thought stood out to me.
All right, so you got some competition history behind you. It's not like you're a rookie. You've been doing this for a little while. You got a bunch of shows under your belt. This is your 7th show, from what I see. So you were 18 years old. When did you take the turn into competitive bodybuilding?
So it was 2012. Somebody at the gym, I actually still know the guy to the day, but he said there's a show in November, and it's a natural show through the OCB. And I said, oh, okay, I have no idea about any of that stuff. I had no idea. He's like, you've been making some pretty good progress in the gym. And at the time, who knows how much I weighed. I definitely was a small little guy. But, he just made the remark. And then I had already, like I told you, I had already kind of had like that background mentality in my head. Like, I saw what Lou Ferrigno did and all that and read about the pumping iron. So I was like, hey, maybe I should jump in that show. And the next thing I did it. And I think I placed 5th. It might have been 5 out of 5 or 5th out of 6 guys. I don't remember exactly, but it definitely was a fun show. It was just a great exposure, to the entire operation of what not even just natural body, but just bodybuilding in general. I had no idea prior to that, so.
Yeah. Well, what made you choose this upstate New York? What made, of all shows out there, what made you choose this particular show?
The first one that I did, or?
The upstate New York, the one you just won at. Which one? What made
Definitely. Yeah, the upstate New York. Leaf actually had contacted me. He saw me. I did another show in Utica a few months ago, and he had saw me do that show through social media, and he reached out to me. I definitely had seen a few of their shows on my radar, but I wasn't at the time. I just wasn't sure which shows I was going to do. And then, you know, I seen it, and almost at the same time he was contacting me about it. And the next thing you know, I was like, yeah, that definitely sounds like a good idea. Because at the time, just prior to that, I was planning on doing the Albany show next week. As soon as I seen that show, I was like, hey, a week out, you know, those shows are just 1 week apart. It really wouldn't be that, you know, big of a deal to do, you know, that show first. And then, you know, however it goes, you know, at the time I was saying, however it goes, even, you know, it didn't matter how it went. I was like, I looked at it as a good way to learn, you know, just to prep even more for the next one. But, you know, like we said at the beginning of the show, I got it done, and it was just, it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to make a prediction that no matter what show you got that you go to under the Natty Revolution radar, some of them start out small, some of them have been around for a few years, some are just getting started in the first year, some shows are smaller than others, but I'll tell you what, as the shows are never going to go backwards. Any show under the Natty Revolution radar is not going to go backwards. Every single year it's going to keep growing and growing and growing because there's a revolution taking place. The Natty Revolution is taking place, and it's going to keep getting bigger and better and better as the months and years go on. So any show you take, it doesn't matter if you're talking about the Michigan Roar and the Diva Classic's already huge. I don't care if you're talking about the Wisconsin Warrior. I don't care if you're talking about the Inferno. I don't care if you're talking about the Michigan State. It doesn't matter which show you're talking about. Every single year, these shows are going to keep growing because of the Natty Revolution. It's all, and I do mean all, about the athletes. If you see the pictures in the show, I mean, how would you feel in this world-class venue? They got the world-class venues, the swag bags, the photography, the background they use, the media exposure, the awards, some of the best awards in there. I mean, at the Natty Revolution, they really take care of their athletes. Let's talk about your experience at the Upstate New York and how it all took place and how smoothly the show ran backstage.
Yeah, honestly, that in particular is one of the things that it absolutely blew me away. The best way I could describe it is, you know, we were saying I've done six other shows. This is the first show that I actually felt, I don't want to, you know, overblow, but it honestly felt like you're at almost like a rock concert. You know, he had the fog effect going, the smoke things were shooting out in the back, and, you know, what you were saying earlier with how he treats it like, you know, athletes first as opposed to anything else. And it really shows, you know, as soon as you walk in the door to that place, I was blown away. I was like, oh, wow. You know, the way the presentation was set up with the tables and everything, the way they greet you, the goodie bags that you get, it was unreal. And, you know, then not only that, but the way he did run the show was also unique for a first for me in the way he did run it. But at the same time, you got, the best way I can put it is you got more stage time and it did not take any longer, you know, to do the show. So therefore it was just more efficient and you got more time in the same amount of time as another show or, it, you know, even in a shorter amount of time than another show. Like you were saying earlier, I've been at shows where we're there, you know, until almost 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And it is crazy because you're just like, holy cow, I've been here since 7 in the morning. Your family's, you know, in the stands and they're just like exhausted, ready to go home. Half the people are sleepwalking at that point. So that's definitely something you want to avoid. And I was just blown away at how he ran the show. It was really just, it was spectacular. It was a great event.
Yeah, these shows under the Natty Revolution banner, under the Natty Revolution umbrella, these aren't just like your typical shows at some high school auditorium. It's not that simple. It's not that basic. That's what most bodybuilding shows are, but not under the Natty Revolution umbrella. No, they are not. They're anything but that. They're a lot more than that because we want the competitors to have everything back. You know, it's all about giving back to the competitors, so they like to provide the greatest experience for the competitors, as well as their family and friends and loved ones that come to watch them in the audience as well, because we don't want the audience getting bored. So it's a good show. Check it out at nattyrevolution.com for a show coming up near you, and the schedule is going to keep getting bigger and bigger as the year is going. We got a caller here. Let me take this caller here. This is coming on. Let me see who this is. Caller, your last four digits are 0052. What's your name? Kalen's here. Kalen, there's only one Kalen that I know of. This is Kalen Patterson, right?
That's right.
So Kalen was there this weekend. Kalen, what was your job? It was like a last-minute thing. You know, I normally see you at the gym on Fridays, but you couldn't come that Friday because you're going to the upstate New York, and I was jealous. I was jealous because Leaf didn't ask me to go to the upstate New York, and I'm like, you got to go. I'm like, well, I missed it, and I'd like to go to New York sometime. But what was your job at the upstate New York this weekend?
Well, of course, covering the Midwest muscle angle, but also helping out with the judging.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. So you got to see that stage and what everybody. So, what'd you think of the Alistair's performance here? When you seen him, was he like the overall clear cut winner?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He was across the board.
All right, Alistair. Well, the physiques in the pros are going to be different than that of – yeah, the physiques in the pros are going to be different than that of the physiques in the amateurs.
No question.
You're just getting to the beginning of your peak right now, and, you know, a lot of guys don't even hit their peaks in their early 40s. So you got a long road ahead of you, and all you got to do is keep on making progress like you've been doing, and but you already got a pro card. So now that you got that, what do you plan on doing with it? Are you going to take a year or two off? Are you going to go right into it this year? Or what are you thinking about doing with it now?
So my plan for the rest of the year pretty much was to get back into like a, I don't want to say full-blown powerlifting, but I guess more of like a power building type of scenario where, you know, I'm just going to do that for about maybe 8 months, 12, maybe even 10, almost a year. And then the following year is, I definitely want to plan on doing one. And it's not even for the, you know, by no means am I going to go in there and think I'm going to win, but I just want to get at least, like you said, exposure to these athletes that are going to be a much higher caliber. You know, it's just, it goes up tenfold, you know, and you just climb the ladder, and it is just the next step in line, and you just got to work your way up.
Yeah, well, there's certainly no shortage of shows. Kalen, is there anything you'd like to add while I know you're probably waiting for a little while, but anything you would like to add about the show itself or about Alistair and his performance this weekend?
Well, yeah, I'll touch on Alistair first, and then I'll talk about the venue second because, like I said, he really brought it to that show, and I was really impressed with his stage presence as well as his conditioning as well as the size that he brought. So, you know, I was really impressed in how he went about showing and presenting that because I think that's one of the biggest things we talk about. You know, the people and the work they do in the gym a lot of times doesn't translate when it gets to the stage and the posing. So, you know, there's a lot of times where you see a first place physique and it's just not presented on stage. So, you know, as a judge, how can you judge that if they're not meeting the criteria of what's being asked from the promoter, the organization, and the show itself? So I was really, you know, you really want to see first place win first place. So that's always a big deal for me because I said a lot of times people are turned off simply just because they don't understand mandatory posing and criteria. They just, you know, layman in the audience and they say, well, that person should have won because, you know, I saw him back or they looked like this, that, whatever. So, you know, hats off to that and congratulations out there. That was very impressive for how you went about doing that.
I appreciate it.
I'll touch on the venue itself. And, you know, I've never, honestly never been in a venue, especially for a natural competition of that magnitude. I took about 50 or 60 pictures, and I still didn't cover half of the venue. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, that's what you get with the Natty Revolution, is a venue that is worth competing in that provides for the whole experience as a whole and overall on top of all the goodies that go along with it. But the venue is a big part of that. And, yeah, the venue, and I've seen some of the pictures. And, yeah, like, I was jealous you guys being there, you know. So keep going with that, Kalen.
Yeah, and, you know, so the swag bag in itself gets your attention because, like, one of the first things I saw was the competitors' names on wine bottles. So I was like, okay, that's.
Oh yeah, that was classy. I got one of those wine bottles before. That was classy. Something I would never expect, and that's what I'm talking about. Not a coffee mug, a bottle of wine with your name on it.
Right, right.
Stuff, please. You know. All right,
yeah,
so what are your plans now, Alistair? I mean, what body parts and what do you think you need to bring up to go to the next level then? Because the physique is going to be a little bit harder than the pros. I mean, you're looking at, you know, guys like Peter, he's staying in shape all year round. All those top pros are the ones who are sticking to it all year round. You got Brian Berglund, he's hungry. And you got a bunch of guys that could just, you really got to, you're on the same playing field as now. What are you going to do to catch up with these guys, and what body parts do you think you need to bring up in order to get there?
Yeah, and actually, before we even get into that, that's another thing I want to say about these shows is I also was extremely pleased that I was able to get the judges' feedback because I, you know, by no means am I a person that's just going to sit there and say, you know, oh, I won the show, I am perfect, blah, blah, blah. I want to know exactly what I need to work on going forward, and I obviously had a good idea, but I got the email, that, you know, the day after, and I got all the judges' feedback, so that was awesome because normally I would go up to the judges and talk to everybody, but I unfortunately didn't at this show, so... I definitely need to get, my lats need to get a lot bigger. I need to bring in my back width. It just, you know, a little unproportionate if you ask me. And then, my hamstrings, they definitely need to come in a lot better just so they can, start sitting into the glutes better on my calves. And then I was looking, you know, from the front, my traps look good from the front, but I was looking, from the back, they just kind of disappear. So, At least about the top of them do up near the neck. So I was going to see if I can try and fix that as well going into the pro shows.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I was thinking about – what was that?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying that's, you know, another reason why I wanted to take a good solid year off because I just don't see any, I guess, point in doing shows every couple of months because, you know, especially for somebody who's going to truly do it naturally, you need time to grow. So that's why I feel like a good year layoff and with the power building, you know, style workouts, I'll be able to build a little bit denser muscle touching those heavier weights.
Yeah. A lot of the top naturals are taking 2 and 3 years off, you know, but that's
yeah, exactly.
2 years of following the macros 7 days a week all year long. And then, like Cameron was saying earlier, you got to bring the posing. I've seen it almost every single show. Every single show, there's always somebody who's got the best physique, but he plays his second or third because he couldn't show it up on stage. And then his buddies are all like, you know, oh, man, he should have won. How did you get it? Well, maybe they weren't at pre-judging and they didn't see how he was posing, but he wasn't. He was hiding his strengths and he was showing up his flaws, or he didn't know how to hide his strengths, or he didn't know how to hide his flaws and show his strengths. So if you don't get your posing down, then the judges can only judge what they're looking at, and your poor posing could knock you down a couple of places if you're not careful. Like
oh, yeah, no question. So, I've seen guys in some of these shows. I was in a show before where this guy was a freak of nature, and he just absolutely was miles ahead of everybody else in terms of muscular development, and he just did not oppose, and he didn't get the win. But, I mean, I'm telling you right now, this guy was a smoke show. He definitely should have had it based off of his physique. But like you guys are saying, it really – and I learned it the hard way too. You really got to nail that presentation down, and I still have a long way to go myself, but it really is important, you know?
Yeah. Kalen, what do you got to add for us?
Well, you know, like I said, when you have when the group he was in, the second-place fella – he had a lot of good sides, but he just wasn't as conditioned. And when, you know, when it was time to really start hitting it hard or maybe make it more competitive, he thought his size was going to be, you know, be the overall thing. And it just didn't happen because, you know, Allison was hitting exactly where he needed to hit. And he definitely, you know, was showing the judges, you know, I think a lot of times we get where you're looking at the audience and getting their approval and not really thing on criteria, and that cost him. And it, like I said, it's good when you see the first place of the week win first place because they're doing everything and then some to make sure that the judges know, I came prepared.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
so,
I couldn't agree more.
You never know where there's going to be a Kalen Patterson sighting at next. So, Kalen, what's next on your radar? What other shows do you have coming up that you're going to be at that people and listeners could potentially meet you at?
Well, I want to get out there to the Titan Classic next weekend and also get to Courtney Miles' show out there in Iowa as well. So I was coming up pretty good with Midwestern shows. And then there's, you know, of course, there's
okay.
The Elgin was going to be there for that one. And so, we're going to be bringing it for the Midwest. And it was nice to go out to the East Coast and see a lot of the things. But, you know, the Midwest was representing as well. So, I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, Midwest is definitely stepping up in recent months and years, and Natty Revolution is a big part of that. If you guys want to be a part of it, all roads lead to the Natural Olympia. First off, you can go to naturalbodybuilding.com. There's a show somewhere every single weekend, but there, you can check out the whole schedule of shows at naturalbodybuilding.com. Click on 2018 events. Got a show in Corona that Southern California is coming up this weekend. Got the New England taking place in Manchester, Connecticut. So there's a whole list of shows. We got the Pro-Am North American taking place in Chicago here on August 4th, and that's where I'll be. So come check that out if you're in the area. But naturalbodybuilding.com is the place to go there. And then nattyrevolution.com. We got the Inferno August 25th. You'll see me at that one. And Kayla will be there as well. And that's kind of, I like that because I don't remember the last time I actually been to a show in Illinois. I've been to shows all over the Midwest, but I just don't go to too many shows actually in Illinois, so it'll be nice. And it's nice to see Natty Revolution coming to Illinois. I mean, here they are. They started out in Minnesota, and they're starting to branch out all over the Midwest now, and they're making their way to Elgin, Illinois. But if you miss that one, you got the Michigan State National Pro-Am taking place on September 15th. And then, of course, you got one of the biggest shows of them all the entire year. One of the most highly anticipated, sought-after shows of the entire year taking place, the Minnesota Mayhem Pro-Am, taking place on October 12th and 13th in Duluth, Minnesota, just a show you shouldn't miss, nattyrevolution.com. Alistair, anything you want to say to your fans and followers before we end the show?
Have a good mentality and approach at it when you guys are working out. I really think it comes down to the mentality. As long as, you know, you have a never say die attitude, you don't have to aspire to be the Mr. Olympia winner, but if you're working hard and you're working smart, it's going to work for you.
Well, we got less than 3 minutes left, so we got a little bit of time, but you train out of your garage. So you do all of your training. You don't go to a regular gym. Huh? You do all of your training out of your garage.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we got a little, Instagram page, Warzone315, pretty much, I met my best friend. We were both working at a gym in the area. We're from Liverpool, right next to Syracuse. We kind of had an idea that we wanted to just start working out on our own, you know, away from people. And we actually started working out in his basement. He was renting a house, and we were just deadlifting off cardboard boxes and just, you know, doing whatever we could with a barbell and a couple of dumbbells. And we did that for a couple of months. We knew he was getting a house. He bought a house, had a detached garage. We turned it into a gym. But before we could do that, I know everybody who is a taken man will know this. You got to make sure the wife's approval is, you know, in place before you can go ahead and do anything. So once we got her approval that she wasn't going to park the car in there anymore, we turned it into a gym. And next thing you know, it just, you know, turned more and more. Just buying things off Craigslist, you know, we've attained a whole bunch of different things, and we pretty much got a full functioning gym in there now. You couldn't have, you know, 10 people go in there and train. It'd just be too clustered. But for the two of us, he does powerlifting, I do bodybuilding. He's a really good pusher and I'm a really good puller. So it's such good harmony in there.
All right. What about, you know, Anthony Minetti is, isn't he out in your area somewhere? He's a big WNBF guy. Do you know, is he living out by you somewhere?
The name sounds familiar.
He's been around a while. Look him up. He's somebody you should just know. Kaylin, anything else you want to add for the fans and followers? What about your next Midwest Muscle Pay a podcast? When is it and where can they listen to it at?
Well, I'll be sharing the interviews from that show on the Muscle page. Dev will be setting it up, and I'll be sending it to the leave for to make sure that we didn't miss anything or leave anything out. Because, you know, the last thing we want to do is disrespect the athletes when he's doing so much to take care of them.
Do you have a podcast coming up soon or no?
Yes, this Tuesday we'll be talking, but it'll be something dealing with this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We'll be talking about vaccines and how they might be interrupting people's games and, you know, just a little information on that, about the little things that might have hindered people from breaking it to the stage when they had derailed for no reason.
All right. Well, that sums it up. We got 8 seconds left. That's it, Natural Bodybuilding Figure Bikini fans. This is Kalen, Alistair, and Mike Newman. We are out of here. Thanks for listening.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.